on earth is that guy?
This is 88.9 NPR Neighborhood Public Radio. We're live here today with band Pale Horse. They're going to play some music for us. It's going to be kick-ass. We're going to start it out with a few questions and answers. So hold on just a second.
He held his power with this mystical way of talk, of conversation and language. Kids thought he was God. They thought he was Jesus. They also thought he was a Satan. This, of course, just overwhelmed these kids who were lost souls anyway. And drugs and sex.
All right. 88.9 NPR, Neighborhood Public Radio, live here with Pale Horse. Pale Horse, tell us who the hell you are and what the hell you do.
My name's Kyle.
I'm Kim.
And we play American Gothic music? I don't know.
That's what Kyle calls it.
More? Okay, we play more American Gothic. I don't know, what would you call it?
Music.
Wiz, turn up the thing. So how long have you guys been a band?
Like a year?
Probably about a year, but we've been friends for about 6 years.
About 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hear there's rumor that you live together. Is this true?
That is a rumor.
Is that just loose talk?
That's a total rumor. hang out a lot.
All right. Where do you guys practice?
My house? At the hallway?
Or my house?
In the hallway?
In my room with the door closed?
Kim has a phobia about playing with the door open.
What do you write songs about?
Ooh. Not very happy stuff. Like, we tried to write a really happy song the other day, and we just couldn't do it. Like,
we can't write love songs.
Unless there's death involved.
Death love songs?
Like, yeah.
Are you big fans of Romeo and Juliet? Have you ever heard of them?
No. No, I don't like that.
Or is it like dirtier, deathier stuff?
Dirtier, deathier.
More like throw your baby in the well?
Exactly. That's the best thing I could say is throw your baby in the well. That's what our music sounds like.
All right. Well, let's hear some of it, shall we?
Sure.
How's that?
Lover, you love. Just keep on. Not that one.
Should we just keep cranking?
That sounds good to me.
Alright. Good to go?
Sarah felt the city burn bright behind her. Weary-hearted and empty hands. Lovely stone wood stood tall beside her. All the things that make a man. Her feet were tough and black and bleeding. All she loved was left behind. She asked him, why are we leaving? He said, Sarah, are you blind? He said, Sarah, are you blind? See that I'm really there. All this dust and smoke behind me. Just glad her guts returning. She told him I can see just fine. If you're the choice and I choose burning, you got yours and I've got mine. You got yours.
Nice job, you guys.
Thank you.
So, you want to have a few more questions?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay. Fine. You got to speak into the mic.
Oh.
Okay.
So, you're from San Francisco originally? Yes or no?
No. I'm from the Midwest, from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
And I'm from New York City.
New York City. What are you doing out here, boy?
But I grew up in Connecticut.
Ah. Well, that counts, I suppose. Are you guys planning on touring anytime soon? You going on tour?
We definitely both want to, but we don't have plans as of yet, like
she's
legitimate plans.
She's got to finish massage school, and then we're going to go.
When's your next show coming up?
Actually, August...
The 11th. At the Atlas Cafe.
And it's Phil Krumar's art show.
Okay.
Phil Krumar's art show.
Phil Krumar, who's this guy?
He's there in the window. He's the dorky-looking guy with the glasses.
Ah, I see, I see.
And he's got stacks of snacks.
So what as far as your guys' influences, what's big on your list?
Christian's children music?
Yeah, definitely like weird Christian, creepy Christian music, but neither of us are Christians, so figure.
I mean, we'll all be Christian soon.
Yeah. Whether you like it or not, it's gonna happen. So we're just preparing for that.
So is that primarily what you guys listen to? I mean on a and daily basis?
No. I actually listen to some pretty loud music.
I listen to mixtapes that Kyle makes me.
I like some of the local favorites, like I'm going to give a little plug to the OCs. Let's see. Volts. And Strawberry Smog.
Fuck Wolf.
Oh, yeah. Fuck Wolf. Can you say that on the radio?
The policy is if you have to ask, it's trouble. Okay. Well, that sounds good. Let's have some more music, huh?
We're Munchkins. Which one are we doing?
Jack Brown.
Hey, I yesterday with a warm sun in my face. Smelled the fresh green grass and the wind picked up its pace. Funny how all the years did little to change this place. Got no money, but I got a whole lot of time to waste. One more ride for the kid. One more night on the town. One last chance to have this dance when you're tipping back to Jack Brown. One more ride for the kid. One more night on the town. One last chance to have this dance when you're tipping back to Jack Brown. Tipping back to Jack Brown. Tipping back to Jack Brown. Long, long time ago, I was much younger than I am. Not gonna waste your time seeing the put away an innocent man. Cause there's one thing you people don't understand. It's not that hard to take a life away from a man. One more round for the kid. One more night on the town. One last chance to have this dance when you're tipping back to Jack Brown. One more round for the kid. One more night on the town. Tipping back to Jack Brown.
Thank you.
The glass.
what was that called?
Jack Brown. That song's about a guy who did some serious time in jail and his first day out, how he might just blow it all over again.
For killing some folks.
He killed somebody.
A lot of these people we're singing about, they killed some folks.
Or they're already dead.
Because they killed some folks.
Ooh. This next one's called The Valley. Okay. Sure.
Drive me through the rain. Drive me through the snow. Box me in a canyon. I got nowhere to go. What is this thing? Get me, come and get me. kill me long ago if you knew what trouble I'd be. Come and get me. Come and get me. Bet you kill me long ago if you knew what trouble I'd be.
Oh, you got time for a couple more.
Oh.
You got time for how many more you got on the list?
You got two more songs.
Well, fuck, Hell's Bells. Let's have some questions and then some music, shall we?
Yeah.
Cool.
But you gotta speak into that motherfucking
mic,
bitch.
I'm speaking into it.
Oh. Me too.
So you say that you've been listening to a lot of creepy Christian rock.
I grew up on creepy Christian rock.
Really?
But I've abandoned it since then.
Or so you say.
Now I'm writing creepy. I don't know what this is. Gothic American.
Whatever. Apocalyptic folk-ish, but American style.
All right.
Love American style.
Do you guys... Now, one of the things that I was most impressed about when I had first heard about your band was that you routinely go out on the street and perform. Is this true?
We did that once.
Actually, we play to nobody a lot. We'll like go do shows in graveyards or... You know, in the Dolores Park.
We did that
no
once.
There. Well, hey, I'm trying to paint a picture. Lie to me, baby.
We're really out there. We're totally original.
We're getting word that you guys need to speak up out there.
All right, already. Jesus. Hey, how's that?
So what next you got on the list here?
Next song?
Yeah.
Ooh, this is... I would say Oh, you want to do that one?
Yes.
I-90. This would be one of our more personal songs, I think.
What's this one about?
Us.
Yeah.
Playing crazy. Playing in the graveyard.
Kind of wraps it up in a nutshell.
You just told everyone on the radio that we go crazy and do drugs.
No, that's not what I said.
Thanks for having us, by the way.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming, and thanks to those wonderful performers earlier that we saw.
Are we going? All right. Oh, I-90. Mm-hmm. All right, yeah.
Born in a cold ghost town, pull me up just to watch me drown. While your savior sets you free, all the wolves devoured me. Driving on I-90, follow the river to the sea. Miles of highway, I'm still crazy, 'cause the wolves inside of me fall from the tall pine tree. Been a junkie, liar, thief. Death would be a sweet release. This must be the ghost in me. Haunting dusk is where I'll be. Lonely footsteps echoing through the halls and empty streets till the daylight shines on. From the tall pine tree into water black and deep, where the spirit sings to me, puts the ghosts all back to sleep. Far from the tall pine tree.
All right, we got one more. This song is called Darkness.
Darkness has taken over me. Wilderness is all around. Jesus, I'm on my knees. Lord, please don't let me down. Devil has got it in for me. Said my woman's a mess around. Jesus, I'm on my knees. Oh, Lord, please don't let me down. Got my shotgun, got my jealousy. Got my reasons to gun her down. Jesus, I'm on my knees. Oh Lord, please don't let me down. She was just as pretty as could be, lying there dead on the ground. Jesus, just let me be.
that.
Good job, you guys. Good job.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot, Jeffrey.
So just a couple quick things for people listening out there and what have you. What is your guys' band name again?
Pale Horse.
As in whores, as in prostitutes?
As in a horse throat.
Oh.
Sounds like a horse you ride. You wish it was a horse you rode.
It's a horror. It's a horse.
Do you guys have a website then?
We have a MySpace page.
Okay.
But it's only got one song on it. But, you know, hey, I'm not really into this computer age thing yet, so.
We're dinosaurs.
Why don't you tell us where you guys are going to be playing again for everybody out there?
On the 11th of August, we're playing at Atlas Cafe.
And that guy's art show.
Yeah, Phil Krumar. He's very talented. Hip-hop artist in his own right.
Well, all right. And do you want to say your names on the air for posterity, or no, you want to keep it secret?
I'm Kyle.
I'm Kim.
And this has been Pale Horse on NPR, Neighborhood Public Radio.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
88.9 FM. Stick around. We have Frank Prettle next with Justin Gerla from the Shooting Gallery and Jennifer McCabe from New Langton Arts. Holy